Kroger Tender-Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender-Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, Kroger Tender-Ray Beef just couldn't be anything else but delicious. And here's why. Kroger Tender-Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, ma'am, always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender-Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender-Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. It's luscious red. It's rich in savory juices. It's marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender-Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. That's Kroger Tender-Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs' long days of wondering are over. She now knows what everyone has been talking about. She now knows the secret Johnny Keith has for so long kept from her. She now knows that Johnny did not return to South Africa because he is determined to marry her. It was Helen Burroughs who told her about it. And when Helen was through, Penny said,
"Oh, thanks for telling me, Helen. And do me one more favor, will you? Don't tell anyone I know. It's my turn to keep someone guessing now."
So though it's now several days later, Penny has said nothing about knowing Johnny's plans. But there has been an obvious change in Penny's attitude. Young Nora Lang says to her this morning,
"Well, something's happened. I just know it."
"I'm sure if something has happened, you would know it, Nora." Darling, by the way, how are the repairs on your house getting on?"
"Oh, fine. They're almost finished."
"Good.
But don't change the subject."
"There's no subject to change, Nora."
"Yes, there is." "Oh, what is it, Penny? What have you been up to? What happened last Friday?"
"Last Friday,
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Well, I did some work at the community center and I helped Angela for
Christmas.
A while."
"I don't mean that."
"Well, then I have no idea what you do mean."
"I mean, what happened to make you act this way?"
"Nora, I'm not acting any way. I'm quite sure I'm just being myself."
"But there's something different, Penny. Something's changed."
"You're imagining it. Really, it's just your imagination, Nora."
"No, Penny, it's not anything I'm imagining. Something's happened. Something you don't want anyone to know anything about."
"Well, now, if that's so, and mind you, I'm not saying it is so, I'm doing the same to you that you did to me. You and all the others."
"What do you mean?"
"All this talking that's been going on behind my back. Nora, you practically admitted that there was talk, and that you knew what it was. But when I asked you what it was, would you tell me?"
"Then you do know something, and you're just trying to get even."
"Nora, believe me, I don't know anything that you don't know, and that's the truth."
"I don't know. You're up to something, Penny."
"I'm up to my neck in working plans at the center."
"The center has nothing to do with this. Nothing at all."
"No?
Mm-mm.
It's the most important thing in my life right now."
"Even more important than any person you know?"
"No. No, all my friends are more important to me than the center."
"I mean one certain person, Penny."
"Oh, a certain person?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Which certain person?"
Well, Johnny."
"Why Johnny?"
"Or Joel."
"Ah, you were thinking only of Johnny. Why, Nora? What could Johnny possibly have to do with this, change in me, as you call it?"
"Oh, nothing. I mean, only... Well, I know you're awfully glad that he decided to stay in Rossville."
"Am I?"
"Oh, crickets, yes, you even said so. And I could tell by the way you acted about it."
"Now, you'd be surprised then if I told you I'm not happy about his staying."
"Oh, but you are. Oh, aren't you?"
"No, Nora. In fact, I'm rather upset about it."
"But you don't seem upset."
"I am, though, darling."
"Why, Penny? I thought you wanted him to stay."
"No, I never asked him to, Nora. All I asked is, how long was he going to stay? Oh, darling, it was nice seeing him and being with him, and remembering other times, but I never asked him to give up his inheritance. In fact, I don't want him to give it up.
Oh, that's why you're upset. Because he loses the estate in South Africa if he stays here.
He loses the estate and everything that goes with it, Nora. Oh, a fortune. If Johnny kept his inheritance, he'd never have a worry again as long as he lived, don't you see?
But just being rich doesn't bring happiness, Penny, or rule out worries.
That's the way Johnny feels about it. At least that's what he says.
Well?
Oh, Nora, I'm sure that deep down inside he wants to keep his inheritance.
Then why is he giving it up?
Because, well, I know it sounds as if I have a glorified opinion of myself. I think Johnny's staying in Rossville because of me, Nora. He has a feeling that maybe things can be the same as they were. That maybe, well, maybe we can go back to where we were a few years ago.
And can't you?
After all that's happened to us. After all the things that have changed.
Well, I don't think so many things have changed.
They have, darling. They've changed inside and here. Nora, I think differently. I look at things in a different way. I don't have the same feelings anymore. And the same thing is true about Johnny.
Of course I can't argue with you about your own feelings. You should know them better than I do. But how can you say that Johnny has changed? How do you know?
Because I know he should have changed after all these years. Certainly as many things have happened to him as have happened to me. I'm sorry about the changes in this, too. I mean, oh, Nora, I don't mean anything. Forget that I said that, will you?
I won't repeat it to anyone. But, Cricket, Penny, I can't forget it. It's what I've thought for a long, long time.
What you've thought?
Mm-hmm. You still love Johnny, don't you?
No, darling. What I meant by saying I'm sorry is, I'm sorry that I can't. It was very wonderful when I did. Life was very simple. The future was very sure. I knew what I wanted, and I had what I wanted.
And now you don't know what you want. Or is it that you don't have what you want?
I'd rather not go into that, Nora.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be that abrupt. Nora, why did you think this change in me, as you call it, has anything to do with Johnny?
Well, because, well, I just thought it might, that's all.
Well, suppose it does. It doesn't mean anything. Johnny's been part of my life as long as I can remember. Certainly for as long as I care to remember.
Oh, Penny, I just know it. You're in love with him.
I'm in love with him in a way that I don't think you'd understand.
You're in love with him the same way I'm in love with Freddie, and I understand that.
No, darling. No, my love for Johnny is far different from your love for Freddie. It's the kind of love that, well, it doesn't mean anything. It's fondness, Nora, really. Fondness instead of love in the strict sense of the word. Fondness or friendship, the deep, lasting kind of friendship. Oh, it's fondness or friendship, whichever you want to call it.
I want to call it love because I know that's exactly what it is. So don't try to call it by another name. You don't fool me, Penny. You don't fool anyone, and I don't think you're even fooling yourself.
Oh, Nora, how well you know me. You know, I sometimes wonder if we aren't twin sisters, maybe even the same person.
Yeah, I wish we were sisters. Then I'd be what I feel I am.
I feel as if you are. And there's no point in keeping anything from you, is there? You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Penny, if he asked you, would you marry him?
No.
Oh, I think you would.
Oh, even my sister could be wrong about me every now and then.
Even my sister could evade the truth about herself every now and then.
Oh, Nora, why are we sparring? We know each other too well, and we know. Oh, it's the doorbell.
Want me to answer?
Yes, darling, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Oh, are you expecting anyone, Penny? Is there anyone you don't want to see?
The answer to both is no. I have a date with Johnny, but not until this afternoon.
Oh, all right.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Lang.
Oh, hello, Dr. Evans. Come on in.
Thanks.
Crickets, it sounds funny to be called Mrs. Lang. No one calls me that.
And you know why?
Why?
Because everyone calls you beautiful.
Well, thanks. But what everyone calls me is just plain Nora or, hey, you.
Penny home?
Oh, yes, she's in the living room.
Well, that's swell. Oh, do me a favor, Nora.
You don't have to tell me. I can guess.
I'll let you have a few minutes with her alone.
Nora, you're not only beautiful to look at, you have a beautiful soul.
And I also have a beautiful sweater to finish knitting. It will be beautiful if I ever finish it.
Try to write now, will you?
All right.
And I love you. Good afternoon, Penny. Mine company.
Hello, Joel. I thought I recognized your voice.
I'm becoming rather a nuisance around here, don't you think?
No, you're not. Well, how's Rossville's finest doctor this afternoon?
Oh, exhausted. And doing Dr. Richard's work, not my own. Mind if I collapse in this chair?
No, collapse to your heart's content.
Ah, thanks. Oh, this is great.
Joel.
Hmm?
You look as if you'd come over here to sleep.
Oh, I'll open my eyes in a minute. But there's something about this home of yours that... Well, it's a home. A place to relax. It's peaceful.
Oh, it's not always as peaceful as this. Hey, what's happened to Nora?
She said she had some knitting to do.
Joel?
Well, I suggested to her you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. I thought so.
Mine?
No. No, I'm flattered.
Well, flattered enough to go out with me this afternoon and right on into the evening?
Oh, thanks, Joel. I'd love to, but I really can't.
Why not?
Well, I promised...
Oh, never mind. I know. It's Johnny again, isn't it?
Look. Look, the only thing I can do is go out with one man and go out with him one at a time, and I have to go out with the one who asked me first.
Yes. Yes, I know that.
Well, then what are you looking so glum for?
Oh, because... Well, it's more than that. It isn't just a question of who asks you first.
Yes, truly it is.
No, Penny. It's more serious than that. You love Johnny, don't you? You love him, and you don't and can't love me.
Joey, you have no reason for saying that.
Don't I? I'll tell you something, Penny. I'm not giving up yet, but...
But what?
I'll come to your wedding, Penny. Yes, I'll be there. But it won't be yours and mine.
So even Joel thinks that Penny is in love with Johnny Keith. Why hasn't Penny told anyone that she knows Johnny intends to marry her? Does she have some plan of her own? And if she does, is it to refuse Johnny or to marry him? Or is it Joel she intends to marry? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Delicious is right. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Since all this is done before your purchase is weighed and priced, you get more meat, less waste. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Friends, please keep in mind that the only place you can buy famous Kroger Tender Ray Beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. And when you buy Kroger Tender Ray, you get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And you get more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.